Recent SNL cast member Shane Gillis under fire for resurfaced racial slurs. By Warner Todd Houston on September 13, 2019. Only days after Saturday Night Live announced that Shane Gillis had been named as one of its three new cast members, the comedian is apologizing for past comedy acts where he used Asian slurs and jokes about gays and getting into Muslim heaven. After Shane Gillis was announced as a new member of the SNL crew, a video clip from last year resurfaced where the comedian is heard using insensitive language to describe New York's Chinatown neighborhood, according to Variety. The clip, from Gillis' Matt and Shane Secret podcast, features the comedian telling fellow comedian Matt McCusker, Chinatown's F-ing nuts. "Let the F-ing CHNKS live there," Gillis added. A little later, Gillis then recalls that a restaurant was full of F-ing Chinese, sick, in there. The podcast was quickly deleted from Gillis' YouTube channel. In that same episode, Gillis jokes that the only way to get into Muslim heaven is to spill blood. You gotta praise Allah by spilling blood. Gillis' podcast turns out to be filled with a lot of political incorrect puns about all sorts of the left's favorite grievance classes. Not only do the pair slam Asians, but in other episodes they also go off on gays, women, and others. For Variety. A little more than 21 minutes into episode 146, live from Shane's parents' basement, while talking about the Battle of Gettysburg, Gillis refers to soldiers yelling as "so gay." About 29 minutes into the podcast, Gillis uses the word "retard" and "f-got," and shortly afterward he and McCusker joke about hot Southern boys being raped during the Civil War, comparing it to having gay sex in jail. Gillis, in describing women who disguised themselves as men to fight in the war, refers to them as flat-chested f-ing bitches. In another segment, Gillis laughs about how he loves to be a racist. The off-color verbiage Gillis used for Asians may be particularly touchy for him because one of the other new SNL cast members is Bowen Yang, the first full-time SNL cast member who is Asian. The backlash on social media was swift against Gillis. Asian actress Cindy Chu, for instance, slammed Gillis as a racist. "If you're a comic and you think calling Chinese PPL chinks is funny, you're a hack and a racist," Chu tweeted. "Oh, and you're going to make fun of Chinese accents by replacing L's W/R's? For every untalented Shane Gillis, there are hundreds of talented Bowen Yangs who have had to fight tooth and nail. Others also piled on. For his part, Gillis put out a statement explaining that he is a comedian who pushes boundaries. Neither NBC nor SNL had released any statements on the controversy at press time. The coming season of the late-night comedy show is scheduled to begin September 28. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter @WarnerThouston.